2FM.
Now, welcome back. It's time to turn our attention to tennis. And Stephen Higgins of Cross Court View has just walked into this studio to inform me that Novak Djokovic has won and has advanced to the final.
Indeed, a shocker here that Novak Djokovic is into his eighth Wimbledon final, and he has a chance to win his seventh title, which would match Pete Sampras' record, still one shy of Roger Federer. As I was just saying off air, Novak is like a Venus flytrap where Stefanos Tsitsipas, Lorenzo Musetti, Jannik Sinner, Cam Nouri all get lured into this thing of maybe he's not quite as good as he used to be, maybe we can win a set or two and change momentum. Nope. It's still Novak.
So you were over there last week, so you've seen him obviously up close and personal. And there was a little bit of a theory flying around that he's doing it on purpose, that he is like saving the real Novak, form to later in the matches. Would you buy into that?
It's very hard to tell because he's had such a unusual year. Everything is riding on Wimbledon. So we had the Australian Open debacle. The French Open, he had a surprisingly subpar performance against Rafael Nadal. He may not be allowed to enter the US Open because of vaccination rules. So it's kind of all or nothing, it seems, at the moment for Wimbledon. But again, he is human, not that we see much of it on the tennis court. So is it really just he needs something to get himself going by dropping a set or two? Or maybe there is a chance that, a bit like Nadal and Federer, they are waning a little bit. Mm-hmm. They still find a way in the end, but they're not quite run through you in three sets.
Yeah, well, Nadal did say he wouldn't be able to do those two games. So, I mean, that just shows that they've only got a certain amount in them, that's for sure. So it is going to be a final between Djokovic and Kyrgios. What should we expect? I just don't know.
Kyrgios is a fairly dull character. I'm not sure if we can really find any excitement about his fortnight. Well, the one thing that's really interesting is Nick Kyrgios is one of the only people who has a positive head-to-head record against Novak Djokovic.
Okay.
The head-to-head is 2-0.
Good starting place.
No one likes playing Nick Kyrgios, obviously, particularly on a fast course like Wimbledon. I think we'll expect fireworks, whichever way happens. If Djokovic is playing incredibly and rolling through Kyrgios, I'm sure there'll be all sorts of shenanigans on the other end of the court. Or we could have an epic of five sets. If Kyrgios can really find that serve, keep up a high first serve percentage, get his early shot in, then we could have a great match. It really depends. A lot of it depends actually on Kyrgios, probably because you know what Djokovic is going to do.
Mm-hmm. I just hope that after it all, we're talking about the tennis and not the sideshow.
Yeah, there's no place to hide now for Nick. There's often been a theory that he uses excuses because he doesn't want to face the concept that he could play these guys and not be good enough. He'll always kind of find, oh, I was injured or this, you know, whatever happened. Here's your chance. This is the golden chance of his career. He's finally in a Grand Slam final. He's playing one of the best players of all time. It's his best tournament in terms of a Grand Slam opportunity. What has he got? Like, you know, show us all the talent that we know you have, but can you do it over the five sets against one of the greatest players of all time?
I loved reading the interview with his mom earlier where she said that the reason that he's had such an... I suppose a refocusing at times anyway this year was because he's given up video games. So she said he was playing all the time, like wouldn't leave the room, didn't want to go anywhere. All he wanted to do was play video games and now he's given it up.
So that's the key then. So if I give up video games, does that mean that I'll make them in the final?
Well, she said even he had a sore shoulder. He didn't want to go like see any tourist attractions. All he wanted to do was
play
video games.
I think it's an important note to say that, okay, he's made a final, so that's a change. If he hadn't made a Grand Slam final, well, we're all caught up in the real-time aspect of Nick Kyrgios. Once he retires, if you haven't made a Grand Slam final or won one, no one talks about you. Like, he wouldn't actually go down anywhere in history of, say, an important player if you don't make a final or win a title. So it'll be really interesting to see what he can show us on Sunday.
Okay, so predicted. Since I'm asking the lads for football predictions, I'll be asking you for tennis predictions as well.
I mean, it's very hard to go past Djokovic. He's the best grass court player at the moment. It means so much to him. But it wouldn't surprise me if it went 4 or 5. It really depends on if Kyrgios can kind of keep some of the shenanigans at bay and really focus on his first serve percentage and getting the ball in court.
So buckle up, basically. We could be in for a bumpy
It'll enough. Be brilliant, yeah. It'll be absolutely brilliant.
So the women's final is on as well. So Yvonne Jabeur against Elena Rybakina.
Yeah, it's a great story on either side. I was surprised to actually learn it's the first time on the women's side at Wimbledon's in the open ear you have two first-time finalists. So it's kind of, there's firsts everywhere. It's the first Kazakh player, of male or female, to make a Grand Slam final. I don't know what to say to the All England club that actually Rybakina was born in Moscow, is a Russian, transferred to Kazakhstan in 2018. So I don't know how that'll go down. But she's a great story in herself. She was kind of derailed by the pandemic. She had amazing form going into the start of 2020, was in four finals, and then couldn't really adjust like the rest of us to the change in the world and the situation. Ange Jabeur is the first Tunisian, the first Arab woman, the first North African to do almost everything on the tour. She's the second best player on the tour this year after Iga Świątek. This will be her fifth final. She's really put together. She's an absolute genius on the course. Every shot you can think of, particularly drop shot, she's kind of managed a way over the last couple of years to harness that in a productive sense. And she's an awesome force to watch. It should be a really good final, actually. A real contrast of your kind of Sharapova, Kvitova-ish type person. And then just a genius on the other end. And so I'm really looking forward to it. So that'll be tomorrow at 2:00.
Okay, and give us a prediction for that one as well.
I actually think Rybakina, if she plays like she did against Simona Halep, will win. I thought she was absolutely incredible. I think she might just have too much power. She's the ace leader on the tour. She's hitting the ball so cleanly. I wouldn't surprise me if it was a repeat of, say, a Sharapova-Kvitova at Wimbledon performance, where she might just blow Ange Jabeur off the court.